Statue comes alive, walking towards Constitution Plaza from Independence Plaza. There's bronze generals on horseback every block, as well as little plazas and parks. There's something sad about memorializing heroes in bronze and then placing them outside where pigeons squat on their pointed military hats and defecate on their medals. It's an unfitting end for men who've contributed so much to their country. There are plenty of fountains on this boulevard, too, mostly in the center of plazas, with water pouring from jars held by Roman goddesses or shooting from the pursed lips of cherubs. These fountains sometimes have no water, waiting for maintenance men to hook up lines, clean the pond, paint the walls of the pool. Occasionally, in front of well-financed government buildings, you find ponds with water lilies and colorful fish. In Constitution Park, the fountain is generic and empty of water, and I'm startled because it appears one of the statues from this fountain has been moved by delinquents in front of my McDonald's. There's a small jar filled with money at the statue's foot. Stepping back and watching, I watch the statue's lips move, and I see her breathe. The makeup on her face is thick, and her hair is perfect. She remains still and doesn't make eye contact until I drop a bill into her jar. Then she bows and smiles, reaches into a pocket, and hands me my personal fortune written in Spanish, which I have since lost, but I'm sure it wished me a long and prosperous life with a wife that loves me, and 7 or 8 children who get good grades in school and go to bed on time. I wave at her. She smiles at me, her palms opening and closing, as she clicks 2 wood castanets. She finishes with a bow to me and returns to her statue position. It's easy to get mentally lazy. She has made this day spicy, and for that, she is a real goddess.